girlfriends, how's your secret keeper girl best friend scrapbook looking? I bet it's great. I wish I was there to see it, but I'm so glad I'm here with Lauren, Alyssa, and Rebecca Barlow, the Barlow Girl Band. These girls know how to do friendship, and they know that true love covers in silence. Let's learn a little bit about their BFFs. Becca, I hear that your best friend goes on the bus with you guys a lot. So tell us about her. What's her name? What's she like?
Yeah, my best friend, she travels on the road with us and she's our personal assistant. And we love having her on the road.
She's probably the funniest, hands down, the funniest girl ever. Yeah. Insane. She does the most insane things.
She's insane. Well, I think the cool thing is at one of her concerts, got a concussion. You know, she's just insane.
But I think the cool thing is she's just a really fun person to be around. And her and Becca have been best friends, yeah, for 10 years. But really, it's like the four of us are like sisters now. I mean, she's just as close, as all of us are. So it works out really well. She's really put in time to become friends with both Lauren and I as well. And I think that
she's awesome.
Has really been really nice.
I think that's why she can travel with us.
Yeah.
So it's totally cool to share friends.
Oh yeah.
Actually,
thing about us girls is when you're friends with...
You can't be friends with one of us
and not be friends with all of us. Well, it's true.
It's funny because, yeah, we're sisters, but we really see each other as best friends. You know, like we're really each other's best friends.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, has there ever been a time you've needed to protect one another? You've had to cover tender emotions or feelings in silence. Tell us about that.
I mean, I think there's definitely always things that you share in confidence with, you know, your best friend and your best friend shares with you.
Or your sisters.
Or your sisters, probably a lot. I mean, we definitely share. I mean, we share everything with each other and knowing that there is that trust.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's what has really helped our relationships. I know I can tell the girls everything. I don't have to keep anything a secret. And that's kind of been developed, you know, over the years. You kind of learn to trust each other. And I think that just the more you try, like, hey, I'm going to kind of share my heart. Are you going to keep it a secret? And then just realizing, oh, yeah, you do. You know, I think you kind of have to take those steps at first. And it's scary at first, you know. But once you realize you can trust each other, it's made all the difference in our relationship.
Can you think of a time when you ever goofed up?
What you need to know is when somebody tells you don't tell anybody this and you tell your best friend, your other best friend, and say don't tell anybody this, it doesn't work.
No.
As long as you don't need to tell their parents or you don't need to go to an authority about something, if somebody asks you to keep a secret, if you tell one other person, they're going to tell the world. One of my friends had told me a secret. Another friend was like, just tell me. I won't tell anybody else. Just tell me. And I was finally pressured into it. Mm-hmm. And I said something and I was like, you can't tell anybody. She's like, I won't. Well, the next thing,
everyone
the
knew.
School, the entire school know. I remember just realizing, oh, you really can't tell those secrets. If it's not with me, then everybody else is going to know.
Hmm. Think back when you were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Were there ever times when you felt like everybody else had a BFF, but you didn't?
That would be me to answer. This is Becca. Yeah, growing up, I didn't really have any friends. And it was one of those things that I was really shy, melancholy. I'm a late bloomer, and, like, I could list a bunch of different things that's wrong with me. No, and I didn't have any friends for a really long time. And my mom really, I think she thought there was something wrong with me. But
no.
She would always say, Rebecca, like, you need to get out. Like, you need to have friends. And I would come home, and I would just come home after school and go to my room. And I was a weird kid. And, play my guitar. And she really just challenged me. She just kept saying, like, you can't have quiet time, and you can't have your alone time unless you spend an hour with your friends. And
or
she
with
really,
your sisters.
Or with your sisters. Like, she really just pushed me into having relationships. And I just think because I was shy and nobody was reaching out to me, I didn't know what to do. So I had to learn how to reach out to other people. And I had to learn to find people that are more shy than I was and go to them and become friends with them. Because I think I was just waiting for somebody to come up to me. But that didn't work.
You know, even Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Mm-hmm. I think that the model of friendship is that we have to go out there and choose people that need friends. And it sounds like you found that secret, Becca.